Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Jennifer Aniston joined Jimmy Kimmel to talk about her new series, The Morning Show with Reese Witherspoon, and he told her she's apparently broken a Guinness World Record just for joining Instagram.
This Instagram thing,
it's crazy.
They measured it. It's a Guinness Book World Record. You beat Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
And Meghan Markle, yeah, the royals.
Yeah, you got to a million, like in like, I don't know, 12 seconds or something like
something
that.
Something like that. Like the most reluctant person to ever join Instagram. It's kind of crazy.
Why are you doing it now?
I don't know.
Well, she's winning all around, Gunners, as she's just been told she's being honored again for E! People's Choice Award to celebrate her long TV and movie career. The awards happen in November.
Now, remember the other day when we talked about Zoe Kravitz being cast as Catwoman against Robert Pattinson? Batman and the upcoming Batman remake?
Yes.
And it was rumoured that Jonah Hill was playing the villain.
Yes.
Well, he's reportedly turned down the offer and they're now looking at Seth Rogen for the role, which could be either the Penguin or the Riddler.
Hmm.
Filming for the film noir project, directed by Matt Reeves, starts next year.
Speaking of Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill, do you remember the movie Superbad, which Seth co-wrote and was loosely based around his youth and then Jonah Hill played him?
Yep.
And do you remember the character Fogel, who used fake ID with the name McLovin?
I am McLovin.
Yes. Well, a teenager has been caught with a fake ID in Iowa with the name McLovin on it, inspired from the movie, and he said he bought it from the internet. And Seth Rogen's Twitter response was gold. He said, "My work here is done."
Paul Rudd revealed in an interview with Graham Norton that he encouraged his pal Leonardo DiCaprio to take the role in Titanic.
And I was riding to the place with Leo, and he said, "I just got offered this movie." But it's a big movie, and he had done indie films to that point. He said, it's a studio movie, it's Titanic. And I said, "That's incredible." And he was saying, you know, like, "I don't know what I'll do." I remember saying, "You should do it." I don't think I had any say, but it is kind of interesting to think back on that.
Yeah, there was a moment when he mightn't have done
it. Yeah, because he did it. He did do the movie.
Just quickly, what movie did Paul Rudd and Leo do together?
Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet back in the day.
Oh, right.
And Kristen Bell, who voices Princess Anna in Frozen, has given us a sneak peek of a new song from the upcoming Frozen 2 called The Next Right Thing. Of course, Frozen 2 hits cinemas November 22nd.
Just do the next right thing. Take a step. Step again. Next right thing.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.